I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by new Athletics Ireland President John Cronin. Congratulations, John. I'm sure it must be a real honour for you to be elected.
Yeah, thanks very much. It's a fantastic honour, I suppose. Something, you know, you dreamed of that one day you might make it, but it's finally come true.
You've been involved in various aspects of athletics. Do you ever think the presidency role would be one you would have?
Not initially starting off, you know, I suppose in later years as you got more and more involved in administration and served the as deputy president for 5 years, it was probably you were hoping that you would make it to the next step.
Yeah, and explain to us, what does the role entail then?
Well, it's leading the organization. There's a 2-year term to the next Congress, and then you're allowed to serve for a further 2 years term if you're re-elected. I suppose it's chairing the board meetings, which will take place on maybe a monthly frequency, and then leading the organization, working closely with the CEO, working closely with the principal committees and all the volunteers, and representing the organization as well on the international level and with the government.
Yeah, you mentioned their international level. This coincides with the Olympics, so it's a very important year.
It's a very important year, Olympic year, which we're all hoping that will go ahead. And you know, it's very, very important for our athletes to get to the Olympic Games and to perform at a high level.
Yeah. So, should the games go ahead, and how important are they?
They are so important. Like it's the pinnacle of the 4-year cycle for an athlete. Also included in that cycle are the World Athletics Championships, which have high importance as well. So it is the pinnacle of their careers, and they would have put so much effort into training and preparing along with their backup teams, you know. So it would be very disappointing if they don't go ahead. But at the moment, all indications are that they're currently planned to go ahead.
Now, under your presidency, where do you want athletics to go in Ireland? What needs to be done?
Well, yesterday at our Congress, we launched the strategic plan. I suppose the first and most important thing is we have to build back to the pre-COVID levels, you know, because athletics, like so many other sports, you know, have suffered, you know, with not being able to, for athletes not being able to train and compete, et cetera, et cetera. So we hope to, first objective would be to get back to those levels, and then from there on to build on that. You know, we have our aspirations, you know, to win international medals and to increase our membership, keep increasing our membership, support our volunteers, continue to build up our number of coaches and support for all the hundreds, all the many, many volunteers that are out there, you know. And we'll be doing it, you know, under our pillars of coaching, performance, community, competition, participation, and of course marketing, you know, to support all those pillars.
Yeah, and finally, you've come a long way since 1947 and lining up for Glenrae AC.
Well, I hope it's 1974. But
apologies, 1974. Yes, sorry.
That's okay. But it doesn't feel like it was 1947, but it certainly is a long time. 47 years ago yesterday, I actually lined up for Glenrae in my first race, and also coincided with the day that Finn Harps won the Cup. So it's hard to believe, you know, I've covered a lot of ground in that time, and there was so many people in Donegal that helped me along the way. Your former colleague there, Myles Gallagher, was my coach in the early days, you know, and I was with Glenrae AC, and which was an offshoot of Cranford AC, which produced so many, many people, and a lot of our major athletes and administrators can trace themselves back to that little spot in Cranford. So it's been a long, very satisfying and very rewarding journey, you know, and a lot of people to thank. We'd be here all day if I just had to thank them all. And we're well supported in the new term going forward. Yesterday, we got representation from Donegal on four out of the five committees, and joining me on the board representing Ulster will be Brendan McDade from Letterkenny, who has been a colleague of mine for a long time. We competed together back in those days in 1974, so we've come a long way, both in, you know, the likes of Eamon Harvey, Paddy Marley, Bernie O'Callaghan, Theresa McDade, Mark Connolly from Flin Valley, and yesterday Neil Martin stepped off the board after a long, long service. So huge support from the people of Donegal, where it all started from for me, you know.
Yeah. Thanks, John, for joining us today on Sunday Sport, and good luck with your term as Athletics Ireland President.
Thanks very much, and keep promoting our sport and all the sports. You're doing a great job there in Highland.